Hello, wonderful parent. It's me, Inara, and I am so glad you're here today. You know, the magic book and I have been hearing from so many parents who are navigating something that feels really challenging. Maybe this sounds familiar. Your child is playing with friends or siblings, and things get a little too rough. They're excited, they're energetic, they're having fun, but then someone says stop, and your child just keeps going. And you're thinking, why don't they understand? Why can't they see that their friend doesn't like this? First, I want you to take a deep breath with me because you are not alone in this. This is one of the most common challenges parents of 4 and 5 year olds face, and here's something wonderful. This isn't about your child being difficult or unkind. This is about development, and there is so much we can do to help. Let me share what the magic book taught me about this beautiful, complex stage of learning. When your child is 4 or 5 years old, their brain is doing something absolutely remarkable. They're building the neural pathways for empathy, for self-control, for reading social cues. But here's the thing. Those pathways take time to develop. Years, actually. Your child's prefrontal cortex, the part of the brain that helps with impulse control and perspective taking, is still growing and won't be fully developed until they're in their 20s. So when your child is playing rough and doesn't stop when their friend says stop, they're not ignoring the boundary on purpose. They're genuinely learning how to notice, process, and respond to social cues in real time. And that is hard work for a developing brain. Research from child development experts shows us something really important. Rough and tumble play is actually developmentally appropriate and supports empathy development. I know that might sound surprising, but physical play helps children learn social skills and emotional regulation. The key is gentle, in-the-moment coaching. Dr. Rachel Bussman, a clinical psychologist at the Child Mind Institute, says something I think about all the time. She says, you're not going to sit down with a 4-year-old and say, okay, this is what empathy means. You have to show them in the moment, and that is exactly right. Your child learns boundary respect through experience, through your calm guidance, through practicing over and over again. So what does this look like in real life? Let's talk about some gentle strategies that actually work. First, validate their desire for active play. Your child's energy and enthusiasm are beautiful. They're not trying to hurt anyone. They're exploring their body, testing their strength, connecting with friends through movement. So we start by honoring that. You might say something like, I can see you're having so much fun playing. Your body wants to move and be strong. Then we help them notice the other person. This is where the learning happens. Get down to their level, use their name to get their attention and help them see what you see. You might say, look at Emma's face. Do you see how she's not smiling anymore? Her body is telling us she wants to play more gently now. Let's check in with her. This is teaching them to read social cues, to connect actions with feelings, to understand that other people have different comfort levels. And this takes practice, lots and lots of practice. Next, give them specific language for boundary setting. 4 and 5 year olds are still learning how to use their words in the heat of the moment, so we teach them. You can say when someone says stop, we stop right away. That's how we keep our friends safe and happy. Let's practice. I'll say stop and you freeze your body. Ready? Make it playful. Make it a game. Practice when everyone is calm so that when emotions are high, they have that muscle memory to draw on. And here's something the magic book showed me that changed everything for so many families. We teach children that listening to others is a superpower. When you can notice what someone else needs, when you can tune into their feelings, you have a special gift. And there's a story in the book of Inara that shows this so beautifully. It's called the Listening Heart Center, and it's about Ethan and Sophia who discover a magical place where quiet listening helps people understand what others truly need. In the story, they learn that when you pause and really pay attention, you can hear what someone's heart is saying, even if they're not using words. And that silence, that noticing, reveals inner wisdom. After you read this story with your child, you can create your own listening moments. During play, pause and ask, how do you think your friend is feeling right now? What is their body telling us? This builds the awareness that makes boundary respect possible. Another story that helps with this is the Shy Plant's Garden Song. In this one, Ethan and Miva discover a lonely plant in a magical greenhouse, and they learn to include it with gentle touches and caring. The whole garden creates more beautiful music when everyone is treated with gentleness. It's such a lovely metaphor for how our relationships bloom when we're kind and attentive to each other's needs. Now, I want to talk about something really important. When your child is learning these skills, there will be mistakes. There will be moments when they forget, when they get too excited, when they don't notice soon enough. And that's okay. That's normal. That's learning. Your job isn't to make them perfect. Your job is to be their gentle guide, their safe place to practice, their patient teacher. And you're doing that beautifully, even on the hard days. Here's what consistent, gentle coaching looks like over time. You'll notice your child starting to pause before they act. You'll see them checking in with friends more often. You'll hear them using the language you've been teaching. It won't happen overnight, but it will happen. And in the meantime, you're building something so much more important than perfect behavior. You're building trust. You're building connection. You're showing your child that you believe in their ability to learn and grow. The research is so clear on this. Children who receive patient, consistent coaching during physical play develop better boundary awareness and empathy skills. This developmental phase, while challenging, creates the foundation for healthy social relationships throughout childhood and beyond. So let's talk about what you can do today, right now, to support your child's learning. First, stay calm. I know that's easier said than done, especially when you're worried about other children getting hurt or you're feeling embarrassed. But your calm presence is the most powerful teaching tool you have. When you stay regulated, your child can borrow your calm to help regulate themselves. Second, intervene early and gently. Don't wait until someone is crying or upset. As soon as you notice the play getting too rough, step in with curiosity and connection. Hey, let's check in. Is everyone still having fun? This teaches them to monitor the situation themselves. Third, offer alternatives. If rough play is too much right now, what else could they do with all that wonderful energy? Maybe it's time for a dance party or a race outside or some jumping jacks. Help them find appropriate outlets for their physical needs. And fourth, celebrate the wins. When you see your child pause, when they check in with a friend, when they stop right away, make a big deal out of it. You noticed Emma wanted to play more gently, and you listened. That's being such a caring friend. This reinforces the behavior you want to see more of. Remember, my wonderful friend, your child is not playing too rough because they're bad or mean or difficult. They're playing rough because they're 4 or 5 years old, and they're learning one of life's most important skills. How to be in relationship with others. How to balance their own needs and desires with the needs and desires of the people around them. How to be both strong and gentle, both enthusiastic and aware. And with you as their guide, with stories as their gentle helpers, with patience and practice and time, they will learn. They absolutely will. The Magic Book and I are here for you, every step of the way. And the Book of Inara has so many stories that support this learning, stories about listening, about gentleness, about friendship and empathy and caring for others. You're doing such important work, and you're doing it beautifully. Keep going, keep believing in your child, keep offering that gentle guidance. The seeds you're planting now will bloom into something truly wonderful. With love and starlight, Inara.